Welcome everyone to this week's weekly market update, October 2nd, about 30 minutes prior to the equity market close with myself, as Carl is on vacation this week. So we got a lot of things to cover. Let's dive right into it. First, let's just start with a general market update. Since last podcast, we have an S&P and NASDAQ up roughly 2% with a Dow up 1.5% and a Russell up 2.5%. So we've seen some relatively good strength over the last 5 trading days since the last podcast, and that was somewhat to be expected. We do have several econ factors coming in between now and next podcast. Not really substantial or, out of the ordinary econ releases, but we do have 3 Fed members speaking out, doing little speaking engagements. We also have twice between now and next Thursday, ECB, European Central Bank's Lagarde speaking out. And that's important because they have seemingly entered into a decelerating rate environment as well. Now, the big one is going to be on Wednesday, and that's going to be the minute meetings, and that is going to reflect September's Federal Reserve meeting where they lowered interest rates by 25 basis points. However, what is nice about seeing those minutes is it gives us a good look at each one of the members and what their temperature is for the actions that they came to the conclusion of in September's meet, but also what their individual projections might be going forward. So that's going to be something we really want to pay attention to, and something that we do want to cover next week. But again, it all goes back to what are the probabilities, right? And so let's jump into what would be Carl's corner when it comes to rates. We are looking at October 29th's meeting, sitting at a 98% probability of another 25 basis point cut or 0.25%. So that's really strong. I would like to see what that looks like over the next coming weeks. As we've talked about, you can pretty well use 20 days prior to that date, which is again the 29th. And that 20-day prior period, if we're still right here in the 90s, you have a pretty good idea that that is what's going to happen, right? Because that's the way these probabilities work. They're 20 days forward-looking. So let's look at the December 10th meet. A 90%, 89.5 to be exact, 90% probability of another 25 basis point or 0.25% cut. So that would get us down to the target range of 3.5 to 3.75. That's pretty strong, considering that would mean 3 cuts this year alone. So being in that decelerating interest rate environment is going to have effects on certain sectors that we've talked about in the past, one of which is small cap, right? That's why we allocated the way that we did into the small cap space, into the tech space. We've seen strength out of both of those. We also looked at financials and somewhat into real estate. So these are the main beneficiaries of interest rate cuts. Now we're going to continue to monitor again the temperature of each individual member. We are looking at likely a new Fed chair come May of next year. So it's going to be good to gauge all of these different members as to how they might navigate throughout 2026. So we want to keep a real good finger on the pulse on that. But another beneficiary, again, speaking of real estate, but I believe we talked about 3 or 4 weeks ago, kind of how it was unusual that existing home sales were outpacing new home sales, right? You don't typically see it. It's happened before, but that's not all that typical. Well, here recently, and we have a stat here on this. So in August, we saw a 20.5% increase over July, which put it 15.5% year over year. Highest monthly sales pace since January of 2022. Why is that date important? Because January 2022 was right before the rate hikes began. And that's where you saw the new home sales to existing home sales become inverted. So here we are back again talking about the importance of interest rates. That's why we focus on it so much, because it affects so many sectors, so many important sectors that drive the economy, the domestic economy. And so these are very, very interesting things to pay very close attention to. And of course, we have the historical seasonal nature on the S&P alone of the fourth quarter really being a shining beacon for the calendar year, but most times it spills over into the first quarter and April of the following year. So we're entering in that period of real strength, and we've had real strength all along, but these rate cuts are going to have a profound impact on the balance of the year. But we've talked about how important 2026 is and the type of strength we could expect, barring anything unforeseen, which obviously can happen. But the importance of these cuts on what the strength of 2026 for the broad markets should look like. And I think our allocation really lends very well to what we're going to see that environment become. Now, I say all that to point out the elephant in the room, which is the government shutdown from yesterday. Since yesterday, we were actually positive yesterday in the S&P, positive again today. So, for one, the markets do not seem spooked. We talked about that last week. If there was real concern, and when I say markets, market participants, if there was real concern there, we would have seen that start to get priced in already. But now that the event has already happened, right, we still don't see any negative reactions. And so, unless it becomes more volatile, we do need to pay attention to the next 2 weeks for sure. But as of right now, market participants are not concerned. That gives me a bit of positive hope for Congress to be able to figure some sort of solution out. We will see. We'll obviously keep our eyes on that. But two, another reason why I think we have not seen any sort of knee-jerk reaction is going back to rate cuts. It's just, you've heard me say it thousands of times. When you are in an increasing or decreasing interest rate environment, everything else is noise. You just pay attention to interest rates. We saw that in multiple geopolitical scenarios. We've seen that in scenarios here domestically. And it so far appears that this is going to be the same. Because there's so much opportunity for growth in investments, not that there's not collateral damage elsewhere, but in the investment piece of it, which is what I speak to, the investment piece of it, rate cuts are very, very important. And that's why, again, I think we've seen this lack of volatility despite what is a very newsworthy event, right, with the government shutdown. And so that's one thing I wanted to address. I know a lot of our listeners collect or will be soon collecting Social Security. There's been this, fear that this would somehow spur a reduction or pause altogether on Social Security payouts. And that's merely just not the case. Social Security is not part of the annual congressional budget, and it's considered a mandatory spending. So that is not a fear to have if you're in that group. We've had that question come up a few times, but again, it is unrelated to annual congressional budget process. With that, I did want to cover up one other thing. We did have a very interesting topic brought to us that I want to dive into next week. And it has to do with, as we come into the extension deadline for taxes, it has to do with the impact that is not necessarily widely known from a tax perspective when one spouse passes away. And so I think that would be a very important and powerful topic that we can cover next week. because it's a very common scenario, and it has a pretty substantial impact when it comes to not just the tax component, but really the investment component too, in terms of, you see that reduction. Well, really, you see a reduction in income and in most cases an increase in expenditures. And we'll go into next week as to how that happens and why it's so important. But I do appreciate that idea for a talking point because, again, I think it is so important for people to understand just what that looks like. Other than that, I don't think I have anything else. We'll cover that, like I said, next week. We'll go over if there was anything that really stood out from the Fed minutes, but yeah, I really want to focus on that tax piece because I think everyone will find that to be extremely interesting. So again, I think that's everything that I have for this week. With that, I guess we're going to go ahead and wish everyone a happy upcoming Friday and weekend, and we're going to go ahead and look forward to doing this again next week.